time when this was another Machaveh, perhaps we'll try to touch upon three different mitzvahs and try to gain a little bit of understanding. The Mishnah in the first parak of Avos, Mishnah Vav, Havidam's called Avim Kapsvos. It's actually the one in Shavuos, which you have in front of you, the first source, Darshan, this from the Pasuk of Tzedek Tishbar HaMisacha. The Tzedek Tishbar HaMisacha not only governs the behavior of Dayan and Bezdin, but the Tzedek Tishbar HaMisacha is even in terms of forming opinions and impressions of people. That's also Nichlau on a Doraisidika level. In the passage of the Tzedek Tishbar HaMisacha, Dabar Achi, the Tzedek Tishbar HaMisacha, Hevidon is Chaver from the Kavsbos. And again, lest we entertain the thought that this is an asmachta, not a drasha gemurah or something, so the Rambam quotes in Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, in the second source, Ubechlala Gamkein, what's also included in the Doraisa, the Tzadik Hashem and the Sefer, She is Chayev, She Yodah, Shaveh, Lekapskos, Lo Yifarish Maisa, Udvorov, Elalotov. What are just the practical of dinim of being Havidam Kapskos? So basically, the Rambam and Rabbi Yonah give us the same yisodos. That if you have someone where the context of what he's doing doesn't really, what he's doing is unclear. It could be something very legitimate, and could be subject to favorable interpretation. It could be that he's doing something bad and subject to unfavorable interpretation. If there's a context that he's a big tzaddik, a person who never does averus, so then you have to interpret everything he does, even if it looks bad. You have to interpret that he's that what he's doing is good. If there's a context that he's a Rosh Rachman and Tzad, so even if what he's doing on the surface looks good, he's giving tzedakah or something, so you're supposed to interpret based on the context that he has some kind of ulterior motive. But what if there is no context? Because the person is a good person, but with his inconsistencies, I guess that description sounds a little bit too... fits a little bit too well for comfort. That does mitzvahs, but that's not the only thing it does. It does some other things also. So there's no the who the person is doesn't provide context, and the action itself is also ambiguous. So then that's where there's a mitzvah to be done. The kapsos first. The mitzvah is to interpret favorably, or the person is a total stranger. There too, there's no personal context. Either there's no personal context because, again, the person himself has inconsistencies, or there's no personal context because the person is a stranger. So then, if what the person is doing is ambiguous, the mitzvah of being down the kapsos says you have to be down the kapsos. But when there's a personal context, so not only if what he's doing is ambiguous, but seemingly if what he's doing is certainly bad, if he's a big tzaddik, you have to assume it's what he's doing is good, and there's some kind of extenuating circumstance. And if he's a big rasha, even if what he does, even if ostensibly it seems good, again, the personal context tells you that it should be interpreted in negative light. This these are not only pirtei mitzvah, but they're actually klolim, which one sees operative in other contexts as well. What does that mean? That sounds a little cryptic. There's a pasuk in where is it? Told us where the pasuk describes Esau, but Yavo Esau ben Asad hu ayin. So that's a pretty, however, description. You're out in the Mediterranean, midday heat, you come home, you're going to be eskimated, you're going to be tired. That seems to be a pretty however innocuous description. Chazal say in the Gemara of Rashi, having source 3, we know it from Rashi, I think Rashi references this in the Parasha of Torah, that Chamish Averos Ava Osa Rasha Vosa Hayom. Ba al Naira Hamarasa, Harigas and Bahargas and Nefesh, Kafa Biko, the Kafa between some Mason Shad Sabahara. Ba al Naira Marasa, Xipaka Biava Aceman, and Asadik Sipasam Kivasada Mitzal. Harigas and Nefesh, Xipaka Oyef, Xipasam, Oyna Liki, Oyfa Nafshi Lahorgan. The Kafa Biko, Xipaka Lama Zeli, Xipasam Zakeli Manveyu, etc. So, on the surface, Chazal seem to take this pasuk, which is, again, seems like an innocent enough description, and say, no, it's really depicting horrific behavior. But the emphasis is, here, basically, what we're encountering in Parshanis is the same yesod that's operative in the dinim of being done as chavero. That the context of whom the description is said dictates what the simple meaning of it is. Maybe just to illustrate, once I had occasion to be talking about this, someone came over afterwards and told me the following story about Rav Hirschsprung. Someone came over to Rav Hirschsprung's hotel and asked him a question. Young Avich, and Rav Hirschsprung said, I don't know. And apparently it was Nika on his face that he was rather satisfied to have stumped one of the Gadol. So after he walked away, so Rav Hirschsprung says to his son-in-law, he thinks that my I don't know and his I don't know are the same. So the truth is that what Chazal are telling us in the Parshanis, what they're telling us in the Halachas of the Suri of Danska Velikam Skos, is intuitive. It's a simple pshat. If you go over the Shver Yerushalmi, you go over to a child in Gan, and you ask him to pshat. He says, I don't know. So what he means is, I'm only up to Hay, and there's some other little squiggles here that we haven't learned yet, because I'm only holding by Osei. That's what Zadav Lama means. Then you go with that same Yerushalmi, and you go to B'nai Brak, and you ask what time can he ask you, and he tells you, I don't know. So Mustami's got three other Yerushalmis that he doesn't know that this stems with. So, of course, that's a simple pshat. The simple pshat, what the words mean depend upon the personal context of the pshat. That's what's evident in the din of Havidans as Chavel Kapsfos, that the person's a big tzaddik, and you see him riding in the car on Shabbos, so obviously there's a big old nafesh. Obviously, who do they tell the story about that he saw someone riding in the car on Shabbos? He yelled, Mazel Tov, assumed that he was taking his wife to the hospital, that she was in labor. But that's the simple pshat, is that story with the I don't know, very beautifully illustrates. The emphasis is that there's another, I'm sorry, I didn't have. This was actually on the list of Maram Makomos, but the exact reference wasn't there, so it couldn't be put here. I just didn't have time to look it up. There's a fascinating comment that the Rambam has. I forget if this is the part that's called the Hagdama or the Psicha, one of the introductory sections to the Mora. So the Rambam says, if when you're learning the Mora, you come across, listen to this, you come across things that don't make sense. So you have to be mekayem the mitzvah of having done Sarah Lakav Skos and assume that there's pshat, just that you're not getting the pshat. So the emphasis is that this also, that the context determines every time you have a shver rambam, so it's also this same principle. Every time you have a shver rambam, every time you have a shver tzos, you have a line in a time you don't understand. So again, the context determines. Why is a person breaking one's head to understand it? because the context of someone else would have said it, so we would have dismissed it as, yeah, it's against the Gemara. There is no pshat. But if it's the Rambam who said it, so that can't be the reaction. So these principles are principles in halacha in the sugya of Danes Chareil Kaspus. They're principles in Parshanus in Pshat and Tanakh, and they're yesodos in Talmud Torah. The Gemara and Shabbos in Source 4, with which you're all familiar. Adon chaver v'kam skur v'ram v'asa v'skur. So ma'isa b'ad ha-mechad sh'yoy v'gol ha-elyon v'niskar itzel v'al v'ayis achad v'dorim shalashon. Elyon v'kipom amal o'tein l'ischari v'elech v'ezron es ishti u'vonay. Amal o'ein li malas. Amal o'tein li peres. Amal o'ein li Ten li karki, ten li behema, ten li karmi ksasas, ten li hifshal kemli lachor, v'holat l'besa v'tachi nefesh. So he returns home so dejected. V'acha ha-regel notal v'alavai schor b'yado, v'imo masu shlosha chamorim. So not only does he take the back wages, but in addition to the back wages, he loads up three donkeys, echad shal machal, echad shal mishla, v'echad shal minyam godim. Bamba. All the good things. Chashad doesn't have, in this context, the negative connotation that it often does. Amati shema pragmatio v'zol nizdan alacha. V'lakachter b'hem. Even a person who's very well off can have a temporary cash flow problem. Again, you know that I have lots of cash. You know I have lots of livestock. No, he has an arrangement with people that they're going to work the land. Din of being done with kafskus means when there's ambiguity, when there's chesron yediyah, right? If I know for a fact that the person is gratuitously shalom b'malkum pikuach nefesh eating chazer, if I know that 100% definitively, so that there's no mitzvah to be done with kafskus, right? The mitzvah to be done with kafskus is when there's a chesron yediyah, when there's something which is ambiguous. So what does it mean to say that a kodesh baruch should be done with kafskus? What's the bracha that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should be done with kafskus? Let's leave that question for a second, and maybe raise a different question. The Emes says the mitzvah of being done with kafskus, the mitzvah is itself is omeres doshem. What does that mean? L'chora, let's say we had been asked, what should a person's reaction be? There's a Jew whom you don't know. You don't know, he's a stranger to you. And he did something which is very, very ambiguous. Panam l'chan, whether it should be understood favorably or unfavorably. So I think we would have said, so reserve judgment. Don't rush to judgment. Reserve judgment. You don't know what happened. So reserve judgment. Don't form any judgment. And Torah says, no. Torah doesn't tell us to reserve judgment. Torah says you have to be down like obstacles. Lemaisa. It's unfortunate, but obviously this is true. If a person is always Mekai in the midst of being down like obstacles the way he should, sometimes he's going to be right. That's the Mitzvah. It's not going to be right 100% of the time. So why not just reserve judgment? I'm just reserve judgment. So look at the pshat is like this. To be able to reserve judgment in such a scenario requires a detachment, a sense of distance, which is not consistent with the orientation of Avos Yisrael that a person should have. Let's take an extreme example. Let's say a parent sees a child do something. So right away, if there's a way to see it l'tova, so a parent's love is gonna see that. The parent is not gonna say no. Is not gonna have this clinical detachment and say, well, maybe what my son did was okay, but maybe what he did was horrible. No, if it's panu l'chan. The parental love should express itself into seeing it favorably. You can't. The mitzvah to be done is kavod l'chem s'chus means that we shouldn't have that clinical detachment that lets us just be neutral about a fellow Jew. That's what the reserving judgment is, simple when you feel neutral. If I have no feelings about Palmy, it's very easy for me to reserve judgment. But I'm supposed to have feelings about Palmy. I'm not supposed to be in a state of neutrality and clinical detachment. And that's what's reflected in the mitzvah being down the Kaf Sfas. Now, because that's the answer to the second question. The first question is still outstanding. Consider the following scenario. Let's say someone is arrested and convicted. A 19-year-old is Ahon Etzlan arrested and convicted for selling drugs. And now it's time for the judge to sentence. So, two scenarios. Scenario number one, the judge says we're in the midst of an opioid crisis. Masses of people are dying from overdoses, and the people who are selling drugs are merchants of death. And he sentences the 19-year-old to the maximum sentence which is possible under the sentencing guidelines. That's scenario number one. Scenario number two is the judge says he's 19 years old, he's immature, he has a squeaky clean record until now, he made a mistake, albeit a big mistake, but it was a mistake, he'll grow up very fast from this mistake, and because of that, he's going to sentence him to the minimum sentence, which is allowable under the sentencing guidelines. So which one is right, which one is wrong? You can't say that either one is wrong, or that either one is exclusively right. There's legitimacy and validity to both responses. So that means that even when the facts are known, that you can still be done something like Kaf Kova or like Kaf Schus. If the orientation is an... Oh, so now, the pshat is like this. Hayos, that the yesod of being down the kaf schus is not what you should think in a matzav of chesron yediyah. No, the yesod of having down the kaf schus is that positive, favorable orientation, that lack of neutrality, that lack of detachment. That's really what the yesod hadin is. Okay, it plays itself out. It expresses itself in a matzav of chesed and yediyah, that you interpret something, you spin it, you interpret it favorably. But the yesod is, no, I don't have this neutrality which lets me reserve judgment. No, I have a bias in favor. I have a bias in favor. And because of that, okay, because of that what? Because of that, in the case of chesed and yediyah, I judge favorably. But the yesod is that a person should have that favorable bias. Oh, so that's what the bracha is. Hamokum yodin osva lekaf zchus. The Baal Shem should have that favorable bias, as it were, even when there doesn't have to be chesed and yediyah for that favorable bias to translate to chapan afkemina. Okay. And just the hair in this sugya. That's maybe we'll use that to segue. Is it okay?
Thank you very much.
Maybe we'll use that to segue a little bit to one however in Mitzvah Hafta Le'echa Kamocha. See, now we must get a Josh and no clock. The Rambam writes, oh, there is a mic. Let's take a look at two Rambams back to back here, sources 5 and 6 on the sheet. Mitzvah kol odem le'eretz kol echad ve'echad Yisrael k'gufo shenema v'ahavta le'echa kamocha v'fichach tzarech l'sape v'shvacho v'lochos al mamono kasher huchos al mamon atzmo v'rotze v'chor atzmo. Okay, that's one moment. A second moment in Hilchos Avot, source number 6. Mitzvahs eser shel devehem levakel cholim v'nachem avelim v'lehotze hames v'lehachnas hakala v'lelavos v'orchem v'lesasek v'lotar kechur v'lasas alakasem v'lalik v'fonav v'lisbar v'lachpur v'likbar v'chem v'samech hakala v'lchosan v'lesadim v'kol v'chol tzorkehem v'eilohen gvilas chasar derim shevagufam שאין להם שיעור. אף על פי שכל מצווס אלה מדבריהם, הרי הם בכל ואהבת לרחה כמוך. כל הדבר שאתה רוצה שיעשו אסון לכל אחרים, עשה אתו אסון להכריך בתור המצווס. See, the question which ממש can keep you up at night here is, do you know what Hilchos Day is? It's just so, thank you, it's just so incomplete, Lachara. How come the Rambam Hilchos Deyos doesn't mention all these forms of Gemilas Chasadim which he enumerates in Hilchos Avot? The definition of Avas Yisrael, V'hachdu L'echa Kamoch Hilchos Deyos, is so beer bone, so sparse. And then Hilchos Avel, so here we get the picture. Here we get the full picture. So how is it? Echleis a kemoshi is what or something? No. The Rambam expected us to learn Mishnah Torah Kaseda. It's a long time from Hilchos Deyos to Hilchos Avel. Wow, it's a long, long time. If you don't skip, it's probably a long time from Hilchos Deyos to Hilchos Avel. What's going on? Okay, let's now juxtapose two gemaras. Shalosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonon, towards the end of that first line in source 7 of those things. The third of those three who is described, Rachmanu Litzlan, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonon, is Haroed Va'erva B'chavero U'neid Va'yechidi. He had the Tuvya Chata. But also Zigud Lechudei, he came alone to Bezden, but Asabe, about a Dovah Sheva Erva, about a Chiyah Malchus. something for which one aid is not neiman, for which you need two aid. Ba'asibei kamedu ad papa. Not de lezigut. So he gives malchus lezigut. Amalei tuv yachata lezigut. Minyan. What's going on here? Amalei in. Tosiv layotim ed efed v'ish. Ba'at lechudis. As hatis vei. Shem ba ba'al makam afgiz vei. You have no neiman. This is an ed efed. Stam it some sort of shem ba. Amr b'shmo ba'ir b'arav yitzvah. Amr rab. Nevertheless, even though you can't go tell anyone. But muta v'snosa. Shenema kisera chamosa nacha v'vet status maso. My son, Elaim, the son of Goy, Vantanya, son of Shem, son of Israel, the son of Goy. El Pshita, son of Israel. Umisha, Yel Misne. And obviously, we're not talking about that the person hates hating Shalom Din. For Haksibla, Sisna, Sachifa, Vilhavafa, Ella, it must be Dika Sadi, the Abidisu. If that's the case, he's not Sona Achla, he's not your personal enemy. Kuli Alma Nami Misne Sonile, Maishnahai, Elav Kian Gavna, the Chazi Be'ir Dvar Eva. And Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak Amar, not only is it Mutar L'Snoso, but Mitzvah L'Snoso, Shenem Vayeres Hashem Sin Asra. So not only is it Mutar, it's a Mitzvah to hate a Baal Aver. Amar Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ba'avula, Amar Kwa B'Hakla Ve'ata Kamocha Kvala Misa Yachim. At least twice, when the Gemara is trying to figure out, what does Sreifa mean? Does Sreifa mean literally to burn the person at the stake? Is that what that Mises Bezdin mean? Or no, as what the Halacha, the conclusion is, no, they pour the lead and it's an inner Sreifa, that the person's innards are burnt. So the Gemara says that, it goes back and forth, different ways, that different possible yalfuses. The Gemara says, Enochanami, that there were two possible yalfuses. We could have gone either way. But Bahata Le'efa Kamochus is Brola Misa Yalfa, and to have Srefa Sakluf also is the more horrible of those two Misas. So here's a person who's Chayiv Misa is Bezdin. And the way we paskin to be Chayiv Misa is Bezdin, the response to the Hasra has to be Yatir Atzvah Misa, Amanas Kain and Yelsa. So it means Mamish Arosh Al-Hachis. Arosh Al-Hachis with worst, with an Averi for which person is Chayiv Misa, and the Rosh Al-Hachis Al-Hachis Kamocha. So how do these two Gemara Shtim? How does it Al-Hachis Al-Hachis Kamocha Shtim with Mitzvah L'Snosa? There's a famous vort here from the Baal HaTanya in source number 9. So if you take a look at that last paragraph there. The Gamha, I'm not sure what that word is, I'm Kurav Melav. V'hochicham b'loshavu me'avon aseyim, she'mitzvah l'snosan, mitzvah l'avon gamkin. Says the Baal HaTanya, we think that avon and sinna are mutually exclusive, and that's why we think that there's a stira. Again, he doesn't reference these gemaras, but applying what he says to the second gemara as well, and that's why we think there's a kasha that the two gemaras contradict each other. It's not true. Avon and sinna can coexist. You can simultaneously love and hate someone. Ushteim hin emes. How is that possible? Sinna mitzad harasha v'hem, v'ahava mitzad b'chinas hatov ha'gona shavahem. Shul mitzot tzalukos shavasochem ha'machaya nafsham ha'alokis. The sinna, says the Baal HaTanya, is supposed to be targeted. It's supposed to be targeted. You know, it's not sort of an indiscriminate sinna for the whole person. The sinna is for the rashava, and that's how the Baal HaTanya says that sinna and ahava can, and therefore are supposed to coexist. So that, again, the Baal HaTanya doesn't, I don't think he references in this parak, he's referencing the Gemara in Pesachim, I don't think he references in the Sanhedrin, but it's poshut that that's how the Alpida Balatanya, how one would reconcile those two Gemaras. But in Tafeh, the Rambam was miyashe these two Gemaras in a different way. But let's go back to, again, sources 5 and 6 for a moment. In source 5, so the Rambam writes, Mitzvah kol adam leo, this called echad ve'echad, mi Yisrael kegufo, shenema v'hafta le'echad kamocha. So I'm sorry, I should have mentioned this before. But where did the Rambam get those two particular applications of Avos Yisrael? So the Kesef Mishnah is already Mitzayin, that the two Mishnayos in Avos and Perek Beis, Mishnayos Yud and Yud Beis respectively, Rabbi Lezer Omer Yehi Chavod Chaver Chavir Alecha Kishalach. So it's clear that the kishalach is reflecting and that's where the Rambam got these two examples. You see that there's something special about those two applications, as you find that the Mishnah is single enough. Okay, I'm sorry, I shouldn't mention that before. But okay, so Nachama, let's reread the beginning of source 5 again. Mitzvah kol adam levus kolecha v'ed Yisrael kegufo. Shenema v'hata l'echa kamocha. Let's read the conclusion of source 6. Kol hadvam she'ata rotsa she'yasu osam l'cha acherim asei ato osam l'chicha v'torim mitzvahs. In Hilchos Deis, to whom does the chiyuv of Avos Yisrael apply? Kol echad v'achad m'Yisrael. In Hilchos Ovel, to whom does it apply? La'achicha b'tarah mitzvahs. Those are not equivalent formulations. But there's a very big gap between those two formulations. It's clear in the Rambam. It's just muchach u'muchach in the Rambam. But the Rambam has two tiers. Two tiers. Two tiers within the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. There's a v'ahavta l'recha, there's one level, there's one tier of the mitzvah, which is called echad v'echad mi'Yisrael. Called echad v'echad mi'Yisrael. There's another tier, which is asei osam l'achicha v'torah mitzvahs. Yitochein, that to a degree, according to the Rambam, ahava and sinna are mutually exclusive. Not like the Balatanya says. To a degree, he'll be moded to the Balatanya, but not fully. To a degree, according to the Rambam, Ava and Sinna are mutually exclusive. When there's a mitzvah l'snoso, it's a mafkia of that upper tier of the chiyuv of ahavta l'recha kamocha. But the lower tier, so that's kol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael. And that, the Chora, would be how the Rambam sees that these two Gemaras in sources 7 and 8. I looked, if you have a Mokka, please. I was looking, I didn't find, in terms of Adrashas Chazal, that explicitly, again, the Chora, I think it's explicit if you. On one level, if you juxtapose these gemaras, but that just how the pasuk is being darshan, that you have those two tiers. I mean, there is a sort of cute way of presenting it, but I don't have a maim chazal to back it up. In effect, according to the Rambam, so chazal are reading the pasuk with two ways of punctuation. There's va'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha. And as v'ahavta, l'reyacha kamocha. You hear that? What's that?
It was too late at night for that, sorry. Okay. Come back some other time at 8 in the evening and then repeat it.
V'ahavta l'reyacha, we're not, the kamocha is not modifying the reyacha. It's modifying the v'ahavta. V'ahavta l'reyacha, kamocha. How should you love him? Kamocha. Yehi mamon chavecha 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 chavecha. Your Ava should be Kamocha for Ve'acha. Who's Ve'acha? For Lechad Ve'achad Yisrael is Ve'acha. But then there's Va'ahavta, the Ve'acha Kamocha, a Ve'ah who's like you, a Chicha, B'tor Mitzvahs. So then there's Va'ahavta, which is a higher tier of the Mitzvah.
So far, that line is missing even in the Ozwalder Gemara, so I don't know.
I don't know, you have to find the mark of it. Because it's clear in the Rambam, the two Rambams put together, it's clear. That's how the Rambam understood the Chazal on this issue.
But even okay. Someone who's got a chicha b'torah b'mitzvos is mechuyev to, in the higher level, towards other people. It's not really correct.
Okay, so I think, even if you don't agree with the next step, I think that is clear in the Rambam. Now, but again, we're still left with the kasha. Why does the Rambam give us such seemingly incomplete presentation in Hilchos Deos? So the one is like this: by all mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, whenever you have mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, there's two possible, and very often both are present. There's two possible machayim. In a mitzvah in Adam L'Chaveiro. Again, just to first give a mashal, and then if, let's say, to treat another person, a fellow Jew, with dignity. So there's two machayim. Number one, he deserves that dignity. Number two, your midos dictate and demand that you act that way, independent of whether he is a machayev. No, you're a machayev. A person has to maintain a certain standard of behavior in his ben adam l'chaveiro, just mitzad atzma. In American politics, there's not too much of appreciation for that. Everyone's response to mud being thrown is to get down on the mud and throw the mud right back. The mud mashmar is not the slightest sensitivity to that. A person has to have a certain standard of behavior for himself, regardless of whether the person he's interacting with, whether or not that person is a machayev or not. So there are two possible machayevim in Ben Adam Mechaveiro, and often you have both. The two, it's not an either or. Of which of the two you're going to have. What's Hilchos Deos about? Hilchos Deos is not about Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Hilchos Deos, if you go back to Perek Aleph, Hilchos Deos is how much should I eat? The Midah Benin is in eating also. It should be how much money should I look to amass? It's also Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, but it's clear the Rambam in one. Is that another
etc. Well, drachim elu shoko hadeos, including achzori rachman, etc.
So Hilchos Deos is not about the Adam L'Chaveiro. Hilchos Deos is about the mechayev of what my obligation to maintain a certain level of conduct and behavior dictates that I have to do for the other person. So Yitachen, again, the Rambam has two tiers. So here's the suggestion on this side. The Rambam has two tiers to the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. There's one which is called Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Yisrael. There's one which is Achichu B'Torah Mitzvahs. Called Echad Ve'Echad B'Yisrael was in Hachas Deyes, because there the Mechayiv is not the other person. It may be like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, it may be that he's a Rasha, and it may be that the V'Hachad Ve'Echad Kamocha is telling you B'Olam Miso Yofa. So this is the Mechayiv, not with the Chaveru is the Mechayiv, not that you have to be courteous because he deserves it. No, you have to be courteous because you have to be a match. You have to be courteous because it's Hillel's day is the Kechiyev. All the additional, the second tier, no, that's a Chichav Torah Mitzvah. There the Mechayim is a Chichav Torah Mitzvah. That doesn't belong in Hillel's day. So the Rambam holds off and puts that in Hillel's Adam. Okay, it's late, so maybe some other time we'll end the talk about sources 10 or 11. Thank you very much, Mr.
We was refush, this was refush, and then Gershon Yaakov and Abednego. Now we're going to cover a mere wish of the Hanukkah. I want to just announce about the email, in case people don't get it. A very quick announcement. I helped co-sponsor the evening. For those who don't know, I started an email group about 12 years ago, YURBS, for the purpose of creating events like this. So for those who are not on the email, I think most of you are, if you want, you can give me your email address. You can send me an email to hadaf.dov@gmail.com or give me your email to show you in the future. If you're not ever on it, I can include you for future events. Yeshua, Aaron, for